Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is a radio show that continues to rewrite the history of radio, the radio program that is a knife, a dagger, directly into the heart of traditional talk radio, a radio program that indeed disembowels traditional talk radio, guts it, and leaves it hanging by its feet, in much the same way Hannibal left. Oh, you want me to keep moving? I'm sorry. So anyway, $114,000 has been raised for my friend's place. Give us a call, help the kids, get a CD, or just donate some money. The number is 877-616-7445. Be sure to visit josephwolf.com to visit one of our less fortunate fans. Poor Joe's got some problems these days, but I'm sure he'll be pulling out of it, and we'll have him in to see the show just as soon as he does. josephwolf.com. Now, Troy Aikman, who some of you may know the name, Troy Aikman, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, has been waived by the Dallas Cowboys. That means he's been released by the football team. When you say, well, if football players get waived all the time, ball players get kicked off of teams all the time. This is kind of significant. Troy Aikman was the quarterback of a three-time Super Bowl winning team. He was, could have been, perhaps every bit as great as the, all the greats, whether it be a Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas. Aikman was up there. And his release by the Dallas Cowboys is a significant moment in the history of pro football. He suffered 10 concussions over the period of 12 seasons, and this is probably more than anything else the reason why the Cowboys have released him. They probably don't want to be responsible for any serious impact on his health that continued playing for their team would have. Concussions are serious, and certainly a ball player can't risk his health. But the Cowboys are a special team. Austin Amarca joins us from an organization. We've talked to these guys before. They're up in Lancaster called Don't Mess With Texas. You guys are sort of expatriate Texans, right, Austin?
We are never expatriates, Phil. The way we see it, we consider ourselves always to be Texans. But some of us have moved here to the desert regions of Southern California. I'm in the cabinet business. I do interior remodeling for homes and businesses. Some of our membership are doctors. Some of them are lawyers. But we're always at heart Texans.
What about this release of Troy Aikman by the Dallas Cowboys?
You know, it's hard, I think, Phil, for the average person to understand the love that we Texans have for football. And it's probably harder still for the average person to understand just how significant the Dallas Cowboys are to all of us. Troy Aikman, I think, was a jewel almost in the crown atop the head of pro football that was the Dallas Cowboys. 3 Super Bowl titles, 6 divisional titles. I can't even count all the Pro Bowls. I can't count all the All-Pro nominations. You have to understand, Phil,
well, those are all things that happened while Troy was quarterback.
They won 3 Super Bowls.
How many Super Bowls the Cowboys won entirely?
The Dallas Cowboys have won 5 Super Bowls. They are tied only with the San Francisco 49ers for the number of Super Bowls. They won in the 70s against the Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos when the great Tom Landry was their coach, and they won 3 more under the tutelage of Jimmy Johnson.
Okay, so they've won 5 Super Bowls, 3 with Troy Aikman at the helm.
Three Super Bowls. You need to understand, Phil, the Dallas Cowboys are the single greatest football team in the history of the game. Let me give you the laundry list. Let me give you the roll call of greatness of the Dallas Cowboys. Bob Lilly, Randy White, Roger Staubach, Calvin Hill, Tony Dorsett, Drew Pearson. The list is endless. And 5 Super Bowl victories, tied only with the San Francisco 49ers. And
so you're a football fan, you're a Cowboy fan.
Well, let me just make this point. I honestly believe that the people of San Francisco, while I'm sure they love and support their football team, they don't realize how important those 5 victories are. In Dallas, we know, because we, as Texans, we are football fans first, Dallas Cowboy fans second, and Troy Aikman fans third, but we will always know that our team can bounce back.
All right, let's get to the question at hand, and congratulations for your great team. I mean, I'm...
What's your favorite team?
You know, when the Rams left L.A., I lost my favorite team. I don't really have one.
Well, there's a team that got its ass kicked a few times by the Cowboys.
Yeah, I know, man. I was there for a few of them. Although, I was at a playoff game back in 1985 when Eric Dickerson ran all over the Dallas Cowboys for a 240 yards.
Well, that was a bad year, but overall, the Dallas Cowboys cannot be stopped. And as Dallas Cowboy fans, we know we won with Roger Staubach. We won with Danny White. We won with Gary Hogaboom because it's about the system that Tom Landry put in place, that Jimmy Johnson refined, and that Dave Campbell will implement in the coming 2001 season.
All right, let's talk about Troy Aikman, though, and this loss, the losing him and losing really a very, very fine quarterback.
Losing Troy Aikman, Phil, I think is devastating. I think this is a young man who proved he had great skills, superior arm. If you look at Troy's stats, he threw for I don't know how many thousands of yards. Hundreds of thousands of touchdowns and everything that he do. And he's from Oklahoma. But you got to remember something. These are the Dallas Cowboys. This isn't the Washington Redskins. You know.
All right. Well, let's not get in. Let's not get personal about anybody else's team.
Well, I'm just saying these are the Dallas Cowboys. You don't keep them down. I fully anticipate, Phil, that next season Troy Aikman will be inducted into the Ring of Honor.
All right, we're talking to Austin Amarca, who's a Dallas Cowboy fan with a group called Don't Mess with Texas. And you guys are just a bunch of Texans who love your state, and no matter where you live, you...
We sing the praises of Texas. We make sure that everybody knows what a great state it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 to join the Phil Henry Show. Austin, talking about the waiving, and in layman's terms, that means the releasing of Troy Aikman from the Dallas Cowboy football team. His being off of this team, what's it going to mean in the immediate future?
I think it'll be tough, but again, you're not talking about an ordinary football organization. Jerry Jones is one of the finest owners in all of pro football. With Dave Campo on board, you're going to see just a fine football team take the field and really do the do in that National Football Conference Eastern Division. Losing Troy Aikman, it's going to be rough, but I'm sure that Dave Campo will have a fine reserve of young players from which to draw next season.
Who is going to be taking Aikman's place? Do you know who's on the bench behind him?
Dave Campo will have him executing the Dallas Cowboys. You got to understand, the Cowboys are like a machine. It all started in 1960. Tom Landry put the system in place, and then everybody else just does what they're supposed to do. They keep their mouth shut. They get out on the field, and they kick. You saw what happened last year when that some gun tried to disrespect the Cowboys in their home field.
Yeah, who was that?
That was that son of a no-good, that motherless Terrell Owens of the 49ers.
That was not cool when he slammed the ball on the star.
That was not, but Emmett Smith got him back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Alan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'm sick and tired of this Dallas Cowboy dribble. Calling from Houston, Texas, where we got the Houston, Texas.
You can't even
put
hold on
pride
to the football
in the name
team
of the game
there.
Of football.
What's the name of that team again?
The Houston Texans.
Well, that's
a brand new football team that's going to come and show some pride.
Why don't you call them the Houston California?
Okay, we're back live, and that was a recording, pre-recorded, the Troy Aikman Austin Amarca bit, which we're very proud of. You can get that on Columbia Records and Tapes. Actually, none of the tapes of the show are available commercially, and we're very proud of that. We had to go to tape, and I'll tell you why we were actually on tape. If you heard something you thought you'd heard before, that was because we were on tape, and the reason for that was our microphone broke, plain and simple. And while we do have a guest microphone that we can work from, we had so many engineers here in the confines of our studio that it was literally impossible for us to work around those guys. We needed to give them room, and so here we are back. And I guess I could ask Sam what the problem was, but I wouldn't get it, and the listeners don't want to know about it. And there's a lot of stuff going on. What happened, Sam?
We have no
All right. And that's Clear Channel Engineering. And remember that number again. We have no idea. We had some stuff happen today in San Diego. I wanted to just talk about that. And the main thing I'd like to say is, would you people get your kids under control, please? Please. I mean, why is it that every 3 weeks now we're interrupted, the normal flow of life, the normal fun flow of life, the normal flow of theatrics, personality, sensibility, all the things that we're trying to imbue and impart, we're interrupted every 3 weeks now with some guy with a gun. What are you guys going to do about it? Would you somebody tell me? Because it's not my job. This is not my job. This is your job. What are you now going to do about it, Mr. and Mrs. America? How many, what was it, Mike, seven people shot? Seven people shot in San Diego. Some guy gets out of a car. Guy got a gun. Guy's messed up. He's all pissed. I don't know what his problem is. He starts shooting. Cops are there. Aerial scene. Channel 10. Everything. You know, how many times have we seen that? I don't want to say it's getting boring, because it's not, but it's beginning to get redundant to the point that one of these days, when one of these things happens, we're just going to start going into jokes right away. We're not going to give it the usual 24-hour cooling-off period. We're going to just start doing the laughs right off the bat. We're going to just kick in with the giggles. Just kick in with the they were freebasing Tang on the Challenger jokes. Not even going to wait for the 7-day cooling off, the 2-week cooling off. Right in there, baby. We're going to start right in with the Smith & Wesson gags. The Smith & Wesson oil gags. Hi, I'm Florence Henderson for Smith & Wesson oil. Because this is happening far too frequently for us to pretend that we're shocked. You notice that everybody just gets, oh my God, a shooting. You can't even pretend now because, so what are you guys going to do about it? That's my question for you. Come on. How about that? Hey, the talk show host is giving you a little challenge here. What do you want to do? Or are you turning to talk radio to give you the answers for these things? Is that what you're doing? You all want to sit around and chit-chat this and chew the fat and jawbone this thing till you can't stand it any longer on a talk station? You want to call up the local host? You want to find out what's wrong? You want to hear the same droning, inarticulate individuals talking about gun control and what's on TV and the fact that the kids are born bad and the parents should have more control? And, you want to hear all of that? You want to hear the same excuses, the same people, the same hot air, and the same no action? Is that what you want to hear? You want to get somebody up to Sacramento or out to Tallahassee or out to wherever you live, Albany, start coming up with some gun control ideas? Maybe we ought to put that chip in the TV set. Maybe we ought to put a chip in the kids' heads. Maybe we ought to hire better teachers. Maybe we have campus security, metal detectors. Huh? See, all of those solutions are augmented basically in America by a minority of people who get concerned enough, just like the people who get involved in the political process are a minority of people, and the people who complain the loudest are generally a minority of people. The vast majority of you guys out there, you figure you're doing your job just hauling your fat rear end out of bed every morning. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? You figure you're doing your job if you just get your fat butt out of bed in the morning. Well, guess what? You're not. We need more. We need more out of all you guys in the back row. We need more out of all you guys hiding there in the back, okay? I don't care how hard you work. Join the club. And I don't care how tired you are when you get home from work and you only got time to flip on Survivor 2. You only got time to flip on Pat Sajak. One of these days, Van is going to be there nude. Yeah, you know what? We're not interested. Do something. Because if you don't, then I'm going to have to implement my suggestion, which is we arm everybody. And it's against the law if you're not carrying a gun. You will now be guilty of a felony if a cop stops you and there's no gun on you. Wait a minute, what are you doing? I don't have a gun. Okay, put your hands up against the thing. Put your hands up against the car there in case you're carrying the gun that I wanted you to carry in the first place. So what am I going to do? If I don't have a gun, why do you have my hands on top of the thing? Just put them up there. You're under arrest. Felony. Carry a gun. That way, with everybody armed, we know where the nuts are. We know where the guys that are pretty cool, calm, and collected. We'll know who ought to have a gun and who shouldn't. And the ones who shouldn't have a gun, they'll get shot and killed by all of the guys like me who are normal. Don't you want a guy like me having a gun, the guy that does all the voices on the radio? All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more stimulating conversation about whatever the hell this thing was in San Diego. Just another maniac with a gun and more people, saying that we got to do something about it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. How come I can't hear any music? I don't hear any music now. Phil Hendry Show. Are we on the air? I don't hear music. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Was your board even working?
Yeah, I can hear it.
You can hear music? We have a situation here in our studio today where we're having some technical problems, so forgive me. It's very disquieting when you're expecting something to hear something and you can't. I didn't hear it. If you guys heard it, fine. Getting back to our discussion of what happened in San Diego today, you know, I was talking to my younger friends here who are on staff. I said, you know, I said, well, when's the first time this kind of thing has happened? You know, the school shooting thing? When did this start? I'm not talking about a gang fight. I don't mean some guy having a problem and coming, you know, with another student and maybe they got into it on a personal level. I mean, when did this sort of irrational bullcrap start? With guns and schools and shootings. And in my memory, and I could be wrong, but the one event that I believe triggered all of this was in San Diego. Now, if you know the Boomtown Rats, Bob Geldof's old band, you know they did a song called I Don't Like Mondays. And that song was written as the result of a girl in San Diego, I believe in 1980, 81, 79, something like that, who opened fire on a school with her gun, and I think she was living across the street from the school, because she didn't dig Mondays. This was the excuse she gave to the cops. She lived in San Diego. Santee, this thing, I don't want to say nothing, okay, other than to say this. You guys who are thinking of moving to California, think again. We, you know, there's something that we've always known about our beloved state. I love this place. But it ain't no place for the weak of heart, and it's certainly no place that you want to relocate to. So if you're thinking of coming on out to sunny California, let me just say this. The weather's been beautiful, but there's like nuts still out here. We've got serial murderers who are just, they're patrolling the coast because they can kill somebody and not catch a cold. You know, in other words, it's good weather for all kinds of mayhem. California, baby. Do you think we know this, all the jokes that we have people talking about the nutcases that live out there and the violence? Don't you think we know that already? Do you think you get it? It just takes a certain kind of person. For instance, a guy that was born and raised here, like me. I can live here. I don't know where else I'm going to go. But this, getting back to this thing, you got to have a gun. You got to have a gun. I think you should, everybody should be legally required to carry a gun. You got to have car insurance, don't you? Don't you have to have car insurance when you're driving down the street? And if you don't have car insurance, what happens? I think you got to have a gun. And if a cop catches you without a gun, he put your hands down. If you put your hands up, that means you're resisting arrest because you don't have a gun. All right, put your hands down. All right, hold it right there and put your hands down around your ass. Oh, you didn't do it? Okay. You're resisting arrest. Well, I don't have a gun, but I mean, it's instinctive. I just put my hand. Why would you put them up if you don't have a gun? You lying to me? Boom! And then we have a cop shooting. So I think you need to have a gun, and I think that you need to, not register it, and let's just have a free-for-all and clean this thing up once and for all. That's my idea, and I realize you think I'm kidding, but how much more of this crap are we going to have to take? How much more of these scenes of kids being let out of school with their hands up in the air? How much more of this stuff? When is somebody going to get serious about figuring out what the hell is wrong with this country? Who's going to do it? You know, in 1960, this is a guy named Kennedy. Remember this guy, the president? You know what he said? He said, we're going to go to the moon, didn't he? Didn't we have a president who stood up and said, we're going to the moon. Anybody doesn't like it, you can suck this. Didn't he say that? We're going up there. We're going to get all the money to do it. And then we're going to... Do I have to break? I was just about to go into my Adolf Hitler Reichstag speech. Jesus. All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Adolf Hitler. I'll be right back. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about what happened in San Diego. Also on the news today is the Skylab, MIR is deteriorating, and it's going to hit the South Pacific, somewhere between New Zealand and Chile. And I don't know if you've heard this news. This is true. Taco Bell has promised that if a certain target that they have floating out in the South Pacific is hit with any of the debris from the space station MIR, every man, woman, and child in America gets a free taco at some point in the future. And I think that is the most selfish, rotten, suck promotion. How dare you? How about a free burrito? I'm just kidding. It's wonderful. It's great. It's great. It's fantastic. Isn't that good? Free taco. Am I going to line up for mine? No, I'm on Weight Watchers. But it's the thought that counts. You want mine? Go ahead, man. So they said they're going to give a coupon to every man, woman, and child that they can see, and then they go in and they get their free taco. I said to Mike, the best thing to do, of course, look at this. When you get a good idea, every jackball then comes back with a better idea, right? Why don't you think of it in the first place, Henry, before you start running your mouth about it? But I think I will anyway. And here's what I think you ought to do, Taco Bell, now that you had that great idea. Just have one day where everything's free. Everything is free. One day, everything in the store, in every Taco Bell across America, is free. Now, what kind of a hit do you think they take money-wise? What, would it be in the billions of dollars? No way. Cost them about 16 cents to make a taco, and they charge $46. I think that'd be beautiful, but it's a great promotion. Anyway, the San Diego shooting is really a drag, and probably hundreds of millions of dollars. Look, go over, get yourself a taco at Taco Bell, and then let's talk about the San Diego thing, because it's... No, what I was going to say is this. I am going to put up... This is the last one that I'm dealing with. This is the last school shooting that I'm dealing with, and from here on out, we're not going to talk about any more of them. We will not, on this show, discuss any more school shootings. We will pretend as if they have not happened. We will stick our heads in the sand about it the same way the rest of you guys do. Okay? If that's the way you're doing it, that's the way we're going to play it. We're not even going to think about it. We're not going to gossip about it. We're not going to yammer about it. We're not going to let anybody on the air to talk about it. And we're sure not going to do what we're going to be hearing the next few days. We're going to be hearing this. Well, you know something? There's millions of high schools in this country, and this is only a handful of high schools that this happens in. So, you know something? It didn't used to happen in any of them. And it's just great. And what a great country we live in, where only like maybe five high schools a year get students murdered in cold blood. So we ought to be thankful that we live in the greatest country in the world. We do not live in the greatest country in the world. We stopped being the greatest country in the world when this garbage started happening. We have stopped being the greatest country in the world. You talk about being the greatest country in the world, it means when you, a man is capable to do anything, okay? I don't see any hero types around here lately, do you? What that basically means is you're free to make as much money as you want. But we're the great people, okay? We got no great people in this country. I ain't seen no hero types around here lately. I don't see any greatness. I see a lot of money being made. Then I see a lot of money being lost, and the chicken little sky is falling thing starts kicking in like you wouldn't believe. Oh, we're losing money. Well, you know, something that happens. All these guys want to do is talk about all the bread that they're losing on Wall Street. Well, guess what? Get in line behind everybody else. We're all having a tough time. We're all trying to eke out a happy life. There's got to be something more than to listen to you guys squawking about your Wall Street. Suck on it. Greatest country in the world. I would think that means we generate great people. Where are they? They ain't no place. We haven't got anybody in this country with any guts. We sure as hell haven't had him as president lately. You remember when we had presidents that were sort of, you know, larger than life kind of cats? The big, you know, the guys, wow, you know, Clinton and Bush, you got to be putting me on. Reagan is what passes for great president these days. Okay, this is what passes. Some guy that used to be an actor, you get somebody who does his act now in front of a bunch of people on the TV with the big presidential seal. This is greatness, man, because it's tele-freaking-genic. Somebody's got to step up to the plate and do something about this crap. And don't be looking to any talk show hosts, TV stars, basketball players, none of those jive ass, because those guys are jive. And I'm one of them. Somebody better start stepping up to the plate in America, giving us a little something to believe in. Do we need a leader? You better believe. Everybody needs a leader, man. Forget about the blacks need a leader and the whites need a leader. The whole stinking country needs somebody, some man, woman, I don't know what, an ape, a monkey, an idea, a piece of furniture that we can look at and say, this is what we want to do. This is who we are. Here's an idea. This is how we get back on track, because I have never seen a place so lost in my life as this country leading into the 21st century America. All the stuff we put value on, all this bull crap, God, it's nothing, man. It's like it's empty. It's as empty as one of them Taco Bell shells without some of that ground dog meat in it. I'm kidding around. You guys at Taco Bell do a great job. It's an empty taco shell waiting for the meat filling. And while I'd be happy to oblige, I'm married. No, you know what I'm saying. We're the great people. And if Bush had any imagination, I'm not looking. Look, the guy's the president. I respect him. But he's not knocking anybody's socks off. Neither did Clinton. Whatever, okay? Give him a chance. All right, I'll give him a chance. Fine. Well, why don't we have a guy step up to the plate the way we had a guy step up to the plate and say, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to get all this money together. We're going to go to the freaking moon. Why? Because it's there. That's why. Well, now what are we going to do? We're going to put the best minds that we have, the resources that we have, the greatest thinkers, the greatest social scientists, the greatest philosophers, the greatest behaviorists. We're going to create a national administration in much the same way we created the National Aeronautic and Space Administration. This will be a national crime-solving administration, a national, you know, administration to look into the criminal mind, the causes and the cures for criminality. We'll give it a time period of 15 years, and we're going to solve this problem of antisocial behavior. Well, you can't do it, Phil, because, all right, get the bug off. The FBI, it's not the problem of law enforcement. Those poor guys are up to their noses and just trying to figure out where this garbage comes from. We need people to get involved in this. Human beings, Americans, the guys that are flipping on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the people that are checking out Temptation Island. You know those people on Temptation Island? Those are the future leaders of America. Mandy and Billy, man, let's get them out of bed and get them into water. Let's see what they got. They got any ideas? How about that other guy? What's his name? Wahlberg? Come on, Wahlberg. No, we ain't got that, see? You want to know why? Because nobody gives a crap anymore. This has become a TV show. You see this stuff, and it's just another episode of Grounded for Life, which, by the way, Melissa met one of the writers of Grounded for Life the other day, and I don't want to say that he's not proud of his writing, but he wasn't too proud of that show. But I don't want to say anything because it's a really great show. I don't want to say anything, man, but the guy was like he wanted to write for any other show but that one. But be that as it may. How about Tahid, man? Remember, he looked like a guy that had a lot of ideas. Oh, come on, Melissa. What, is it a friend of yours? Melissa says to me, thanks a lot, Phil. Like I've ruined your social standing in Hollywood? What, you're never going to get invited to a party again? All the parties you get invited to are on Bundy. I'm joking. But we ain't got no imagination in this country anymore. We just got a lot of people who see this thing as a TV show. So let's get everybody together on this deal once and for all, or I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Screw it. The next school shooting, I am not going to talk about it. Not because I don't want it to happen again. Don't misunderstand me. It's not that I'm going to do a blackout on information because I don't want it to happen. And if I publicize it, that encourages. No, I refuse to hear all the cliches. Just, I don't want to listen to this stuff anymore, man. Like somebody blow away a few kids in a high school or a grammar school or an elementary school. Have at it, baby. Have yourself a blast. We're just going to press on, and we are not going to be mindful of the feelings of anybody. Well, don't you have any respect for the poor parents? You know what I got respect for? I got respect for people that get up off their fat asses and do something about this stuff. That's who I got respect for. I got respect for the people who want to make an impact, get into the problem, try to solve the problem, and not sit there and wring their hands. And I'm watching this Channel 10 in San Diego, and they were out in front of the school, and the guy says, "What are you a parent?" "No, I'm just a spectator." Now, that news guy should have said something like, "Oh, really? And why are you spectating, you creep? What are you doing here?" "Oh, I'm just spectating." "Oh, you're spectating, really? Hey, folks, look at this jackball. He's spectating. And what's your name?" "Well, I don't really want to give my name." "Well, give me your wallet." "No, get out of my pocket. Give me your wallet." "His name is Bob Brown, and he lives at..." You can't take my wallet. Oh, I'm going to take your wallet. I'm going to find out who you are and publicize your name because you're down here spectating, you loser. Spectating. And he's standing next to some poor man who doesn't know what happened to his daughter. He's, you know, he's got a brave face on. And then he finally sees his daughter and he goes to her. And this guy's standing around because he wants to see what's going on. He's spectating. Having a cigarette. He's got a cocktail. You know, I was on my lunch break. I saw the news. Jeez, this is great. I mean, it's really, what should I say? It's bad. It's bad. First thing you do, arrest all those people. Then arrest all the news people. Now you can start get to the problem, you know, problem-solving stage of this thing. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're waiting for Mir to crash, by the way. Phil Henry Show, and the Mir space station is on its way down to Earth, I guess, today, and Craig just asked me the question, is there someone still in it? And it's a good question. We don't know. All right, we're ready to bring it in, and...
Yeah. Well, do I get out of here, or, you know...
I'm sorry, we just have to let it deteriorate. Forget it. We forgot about you, and it's too late now.
Well, could you get somebody...
What do you mean, get somebody up there? How are we going to do that?
Well, I'd rather not die today. How about that?
Okay, well, let's see what we can do. Maybe the space shuttle is working. Yeah, there's the next shuttle bus that comes, but I don't know what to tell you, man. The whole thing is deteriorating.
Well, I'd rather not burn up in the atmosphere, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't know what I can do about it. You're dead and just accept it because, you know, it's one for Mother Russia, whatever. Is that a Russian thing, isn't it? So anyway, listen to this. This is, as long as we're talking about this disgusting behavior that we witnessed in San Diego today and across America, and I'm sure it'll happen again. I don't know where. And look, I don't want to encourage it, but, you know, it's now become a social experiment to see just exactly how the country responds to this stuff as it happens. A high school teacher who told students he would make Columbine look like a Sunday picnic if they didn't behave for a substitute teacher has resigned. Frank Craig, a 21-year-old English teacher at Homedale High School in Homedale, Idaho, apologized for the statement and resigned Tuesday. Students told separate rallies Wednesday with some supporting Craig. Students held, I should say, separate rallies Wednesday with some supporting Craig and others favoring his resignation. The rampage at Columbine High School in Littleton, as you know, took the lives of 15 people. So people's nerves are very, very raw over these things. But, you know, this guy's got a sense of humor, sounds to me. Make Columbine look like a Sunday picnic. And so, you know, it's now in the lexicon, it's now part of our experience, and it's, you know, teachers can't say anything because kids are very nervous, and kids will report, and kids are, you know, the kids, that's the problem, kids. I say we exterminate all of them. And now you got yourself a country that's on its way to something pleasant, you know. Kids are very unpleasant. They have pimples, they wear multicolored clothing and hair, they have all kinds of pierced body appendages. They listen to music that is, you know, indecipherable and indistinguishable, and it's just not there, and they suck. Kids are weird. Kill them all. And your kid sucks the most, okay? You got that? That's what everybody thinks, and that's what, you know, everybody wouldn't really have the heart to say, and I don't mean to say it other than I really feel it. Don't be bringing me any pictures of your kid anytime soon, okay? I got four stepkids. I really like them, all right? But even my four stepkids, I joke about pushing them out of a car every now and again, you know. If anybody really got wind of the things that I say to my stepkids, I'd probably be put in irons, put into jail. What do you think about that? Why don't you start a full-scale investigation of me? Only problem is every time I tell my kids I'm going to push them out of the car, they laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And I do the whole thing, the brakes are out, and I do the whole thing, the steering is out, and I'm going to push you guys out of the car, and I'm going to, you know, I say things to, for instance, one of the guys, I say, you're eating that chili?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, okay, I guess you didn't hear.
What?
You didn't hear about the kid that's missing.
What kid? I don't understand.
Well, they found parts of him in some of these chili cans that you're eating, and I don't know.
What the hell are you talking?
Well, I just, what do you mean, what the hell? How dare you swear at me?
Are you telling me that...
Yes, I'm telling you that there could be chunks of that kid who was abducted last week in that chili. They laugh about that. We got a new Phil Henry bumper sticker. Your kid sucks more than the rest. The Phil Henry Show. I'm just kidding around, but you know what I'm saying. It's pretty hard to love the little darlings these days. But it isn't the first time, and Charles Whitman did it up there on that tower at the University of Texas, and there have been, you know, did you ever see that movie Targets with Boris Karloff? That was some nutcase that was doing the job. You know, it's been going on for a long time. It's just sort of picked up steam here in the latter part of the century. I say give all the kids guns and just let them have at it. It's fine. But because this thing has become a part of our experience, nobody wants to do anything about it. It's just become a TV show. Like CNN right now, even if they're covering this Mir space station. What's so big about this thing? What, are you afraid it's going to crash on somebody? No, they're not afraid it's going to crash on somebody. They're hoping it crashes on someone. That's why they're expending the resources of CNN to cover this thing. Mir is coming down from space. God, that'd be cool if it landed on a cruise ship. And we're, of course, we're all waiting to see if Taco Bell is going to be giving out free tacos. And like that. And there is a guy in there. They forgot all about him. You remember there was a guy in the Mir space station when the Soviet Union collapsed and then the Republic of Russia was born. There was a whole social order that changed in Russia. And this clown is orbiting the Earth.
Yeah, I just want to let you know.
All right, hold on. We're having a little revolution.
Well, bull on that. Screw that, man. Get me out of here.
Phil Henry Show says, please, God, let the Mir space station land on Cameron Mannheim. That's all we're asking. It's nothing, we're kidding. It's nothing that we would, say in the open, but we just thought that we'd get it out there. All right, and just one other thing, man. I love the stock market going down because they're, the mortgage rates, man, we're going to refinance our house and make a bundle. And also the Freedom of Information Act, I found this, and I don't know whether you're interested in this or not, because it's kind of interesting. There's a guy who was Freedom of Information Act on Adolf Hitler. The FBI actually has a file on Hitler, and there was some guy coming out of a restaurant on Vine Street in Hollywood back in the 40s who said he was there when Hitler landed in Argentina in a submarine. It's all there. I'm going to go home and read up on it, and I'll give you a report tomorrow. Hitler is alive in Argentina. And it was all there. I printed off 102 pages of this stuff. I ran the ink right out of the cartridge that was in our printer in the office, and now we had to send out for more. So we've run through about $6,000 worth of printer ink because Henry is printing off all this crap off the Internet having to do with Hitler and Carlo Gambino and all the rest of these ne'er-do-wells that I'm interested in. Anything. Anything. Than reading about this other stuff. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, Yankee Doodle's Restaurant will be hosting us on March the 31st from noon to 2. While you're there, be sure to check out the Phil Henry Lunch Specials, Yankee Doodle's, 21870 Victory Boulevard in Woodland Hills.